Switching to a very different situation, restaurant industry in New Jersey, certainly in a precarious position with the indoor dining room capacity limit of 25%. There are some restaurants who have had a bit of good fortune because they have, through their individual situation, building design, parking lots, access, whatever the case may be, and with the help of many towns and cities too, have been very generous with their cooperation. Outdoor dining has been an option in addition that have kept many of these places afloat. But as you can imagine, cooler weather is putting that indoor dining, well, not at an end. Maybe not. Maybe you've seen this. Ever see on the sidewalks now these bubble-shaped tents? Well, a lot of the restaurants did set those up so they can still have outdoor dining and not the best of weather if it was going to rain or something. But now with it being cooler, some of these places have realized, hey, we can have indoor heating inside. We can have outdoor heating in those tents. And they are. Now, the cities and towns remain as cooperative as they have been to this point regarding outdoor dining permits. And some towns and cities are closing parts or even all of streets. A lot of these restaurants, even though they're limited to 25% capacity, if they can keep this outdoor dining going with these heated domes, they can run with in effect, a 35 to 45% capacity when you combine what they can do indoors and outdoors, even with the colder weather. As far as the chance of that 25% indoor going to 50%, well, the recent rate of transmission here in New Jersey is up again to 1.22, and it's trending up as well. So I would not expect that to change, the 25% limitation, anytime soon. Well, it's nice to see, much like with gyms, you had that one gym in Bryn Mawr who insisted on opening up. Remember one of the mutton heads kicked down the wood that the town officials put up to block entrance? Well, they wound up losing their business license. Other gyms moved their equipment outside. They're now under the same 25% capacity rule, but, you know, those who got creative are still in existence and still able to do business, much like with the restaurants. But that concept of combining heated outdoor dining with a 25% indoor capacity, that's not good enough for Cuban Pete's, which is in Montclair, who is just defying the restrictions. Their owner, Dominic Restreno, says, if I have to, I will go to jail. But he's getting close because he's now on his third summons for disobeying the rules. The reaction, some people, some restaurateurs are with him, others are definitely against him. If you're a restaurant owner thinking, wow, this sounds like a really cool guy and he's really making a statement, well, Strano has also said he would rather see all the restaurants, including yours, be shut back down instead of trying to make the 25% capacity guideline work. Now, if you're one of those people who think, hey, good for him. Let him do his thing. People can make the choice. People can make their option. Well, how about the person who goes there? And for whatever reason, whatever the means, gets the virus, leaves, and then becomes a walking one-person super spreader. How would that work for you then? Especially if that's the person working next to you in your probably recently just reopened office or workplace. Restreno is saying that he's going against the orders because he can't make money when his dining room is limited but fully staffed. Well, he says he has 48 employees, which he brought back once the indoor capacity started, because he says to do indoor dining right, in his term at least, he needs everyone there. Now, this is not the first time that Restreno has gotten into trouble with the law. About a decade ago, he pled guilty in Montclair Municipal Court to allowing consumption of booze at Cuban Pete's. Problem that was, he, at least at the time, did not have a liquor license. And a few months ago, he reportedly was accused on social media of mistreating black customers. So if you're hitching your lockdown protest wagon to the owner of Cuban Pete's, you might just want to get a better idea and know about who you choose to follow. It's not just restaurants which have had some reopening indoor, houses of worship, one place for example. However, in New York City, you probably saw this past week, restrictions are being restored on houses of worship, among other locations, restaurants, even retail outlets, in what have been deemed very precise coronavirus hotspots within the five boroughs. And this has caused a a great deal of protest by the Orthodox Jewish community. Now, I know that that community and many others within the Jewish faith don't venture past the Torah, the early books of the Bible in the Old Testament. And those who do tend to overlook Isaiah 53, which foretells the coming of Jesus. But by doing that, you miss one of the strongest teachings of God through Jesus, which is to love others as we love ourselves. I say this as well to Christian houses of worship too. Pastor John Hagee's mega church in Texas, which was one of the churches, allowed by an order signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, all the churches in Texas do not have to adhere to capacity and face mask mandates. And Pastor Hagee, I believe he's 80 years old now, he's tested positive for coronavirus. While you have the right to freedom of worship, you do have the call from Jesus to respect the health and well-being of others. So how's that possible if you're reckless with your own health and well-being? Well, God cleanses and protects the faithful. It's those with ego and arrogance who fall prey to Satan.